In this example, we're going to look at an example of thermoregulation when the body's temperature decreases. So we're going to start from a starting point where the body is in a state of homeostasis. Its body temperature is within a normal range between 35.6 and 37.8 degrees Celsius. Now, all of a sudden, a stimulus occurs where the body's temperature decreases. Now, this can occur due to a cold environment, for example. So you step out from a heated home into a snowstorm. All of a sudden, your body's temperature will decrease. So again, thermoreceptors on your skin will start to feel this decrease in temperature and will signal the brain where the body's temperature has reduced to below 35.6 degrees Celsius, so it is no longer in a state of homeostasis. At this point, the hypothalamus will receive this signal, process it, and decide what to do. So in this case, the hypothalamus needs to instruct the effectors to increase the body's temperature. So when the body's temperature reduces, some of the effectors that the hypothalamus will signal include blood vessels as well as skeletal muscles. So at this point, the hypothalamus has received the signal, processed it. It is then signals blood vessels close to the skin to constrict. Now this will reduce blood flow at the skin and will prevent heat from escaping the body, which should increase the body's temperature. At the same time, skeletal muscles will receive the signal to contract and will start to cause your body to shiver. Both of these mechanisms will act to increase your body's temperature and to prevent heat from escaping. Over time, your body's temperature will slowly increase, and once it's within the acceptable range where the body can maintain a state of homeostasis, the hypothalamus will receive this signal, and the hypothalamus will cut off the signal to the effectors to increase the body's temperature. So at this point, the body is in a state of homeostasis and no further actions are required. Again, like the same scenario we saw when the body's temperature increases, this is an example of negative feedback, which acts to counteract the stimulus. So in this case, the stimulus was the body's temperature has decreased. So the negative feedback mechanism acts to increase the body temperature until it's back into a state of homeostasis.